With Elks Hall now raised in Port Coquitlam, North Star Development broke ground today, January 13, for its new mid-rise next to Lee Square. Part of the city's downtown revitalization project, Port Haven is expected to be up by early 2027, at 2,272 Lee SQ and 2,265 and 2,291 Wilson Avenue, on four assembled lots east of Shaughnessy Mall and A&W. As part of the deal, the city will have the ground-level commercial space facing Lee Square. 108 condo units will be on five stories above. Jeff Brown, North Star's executive vice president who grew up in Poco, told the Tri-City News that Port Haven comes at an exciting time as the city reimagines its downtown core with a new public space at Lee. As well, North Star is taking over the Met project on McAllister Avenue, a block away from Port Haven. Brown said details on that development are expected to come out this spring, including a new design and brand. Both mixed-use projects will be connected via the Donald Pathway. Mayor Brad West said the new developments, as well as the city's low property taxes, are drawing more people to relocate to Port Coquitlam. For 2025, Poco's property taxes and utilities lift is pegged at $268. West was joined at the groundbreaking by Counts Steve Darling, Nancy McCurrich, Daryl Penner and Glenn Pollock and City Manager Rob Bremner, Fire Chief Blake Clarkson and Recreation Director Glenn Mitzel. Several years ago, our council decided to make a bet on this community, West said, and you can never go wrong when you make a bet on Port Coquitlam. We decided to step up, literally, after decades of discussion, about revitalizing our downtown, and put a plan into action. Started to make things happen, started to invest real dollars, started getting shovels in ground to revitalize our downtown, which is really the core and the heart of this community, West said. It keeps Port Coquitlam grounded. It keeps Port Coquitlam centered, and I think it's a very unique downtown if you look throughout the Metro Vancouver region. Port Haven, a six-story mixed-use building built on the former Elks Hall site, is expected to open in spring 2027 and is currently 70% sold, per North Star's website. Dorwest said the project is proof that more people are interested in relocating to Poco, hashtag Port Coquitlam pic.twitter.com/tz7pcakejan, Tri-City News. At Tri-City News, January 13, 2025, West said Port Haven will serve as a go-to spot for residents and visitors to socialize and will be incredibly spectacular for the core. Currently, 70% of the units are sold, Count. McCurrich also told the Tri-City News that she's happy North Star will save a century-old apple tree from the downtown property that was formerly the farm of the Routley Pioneers. After an arborist discovered the heritage tree was in poor health, I was delighted to hear that the developer has gone to great lengths to procreate this tree's legacy by growing seedlings from the tree that are to be planted on the site, she said. Downtown changes meanwhile, the city said the Civic Center update, which includes Lee Square, McAllister Avenue, Veterans Park and the Donald Pathway, is now about 90% complete. A party is planned for this spring. Government and TransLink grants mostly paid for the revitalization. Lee Square has always been a valued gathering space, but these updates will make it more welcoming and functional for our community and businesses alike, said Count. Dean Washington, Council's designate for downtown matters, in a January 13 news release. This transformation is a key part of the much-needed refresh of our downtown. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.